Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello everybody, once again a very warm welcome to the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. It's Tuesday, it's evening time, I'm here, you're on the airwaves, 98.0, phoenixfm.com or even possibly smart speaker. Great to have you along. What the heck is going on in this show for the next couple of hours? Well, keep it here, loads of exciting stuff to come. If you listened last week, you'll know I did an alphabet special once again, focusing on the letter P. So if I was to continue with specials, the next alphabet special would be the letter Q, which is true, and that is true of this programme. However, with a twist, because on doing exhaustive research, like I always do on your behalf, lovely Legend listeners, it came to my attention there aren't all that many tracks that you can link to the letter Q very, very easily. I could have just played albums by Queen and it would have been one style of music for quite a while. So, rather than quit playing Games of My Heart by the Backstreet Boys and a load of Queen stuff, I've decided to focus on something else that begins with the letter Q. Questions. And therefore we're going to hear a load of songs in tonight's show that feature questions in their title. Can you guess what's coming? I bet you won't guess what's going to get us going musically. Can he fix it? It's Bob the Builder.
Together now! Bob the Builder! Can we fix it?
FM.
Well, I bet you did not expect that to start the show, an Alphabet Q special. Not tracks or artists that begin with the letter Q, but tracks that feature questions. Can you guess what else is coming up in the show? Bob the Builder, Can We Fix It? Great track. In between the question-related music, we're going to have fascinating facts. Questions and facts. Questions and answers. I'm not answering the questions, but random facts. Can we fix it? Yes. All right, I have answered the question. Now, random fact for this little interjection. If you like playing cards and like playing poker, and you like knowing the exact odds, the odds of getting a royal flush in a hand of poker are exactly 1 in 649,740. If you're not a keen poker player and you're wondering what a royal flush is, it's a 10, jack, queen, king, ace of the same suit. Those are difficult odds, 1 in 649,740. Crikey. Wouldn't it be nice to get a royal flush? Oh, that leads us brilliantly into another track. Take it away, guys. Classic Bee Gees there, wouldn't it be nice indeed? Question special, alphabet letter Q, not enough tracks beginning with the letter Q, so instead tracks that focus on questions with fascinating facts in between those tracks. Keep it here, don't go anywhere. The show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. What are we finding out right now? I love stuff like this. I've always been a fan of words, letters, fascinated by how things translate, how words came about. Did you know the longest word in the English language with only one vowel in it is strengths? Yes, strengths. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 letter word only contains one vowel. You'd think you were stymied in countdown and then you'd be absolutely fine if it spelt out strengths. That's amazing. I love stuff like that. Yeah. 8 consonants, 1 vowel, strengths. That is the kind of thing that really appeals to my mind. I can't really comprehend why. What's the longest word with no vowels? Now I'm going to have to look that up. Rhythms? I'm going for that. Okay, will you still love me tomorrow after listening to this programme? Well, let's have a track that asks the same question. Well, that was the Shirelles and Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow. Now, before that track, I did say the longest word in the English language with only one vowel is strength. What's the longest word in the English language with no vowels? You'd think it have to be less letters than one with one vowel. However, although it does derive from Middle English, there is a word, twindillings, which has no vowels in it and is 12 letters long, and is an old way of saying twin, basically. T-W-Y-N-D-Y-L-L-Y-N-G-S. Twin dillings. Couldn't even make that on Countdown. Suddenly it's become clear that I'm obsessed with Countdown, but there we go. Twin dillings is the longest word in the English language with no vowels, although nobody would say it these days. It's from Middle English. Ah, look at that lovely pair of twindillings. It's bizarre, but that's what I embrace on this programme. I do like the bizarre, and I like a Christmas bizarre as well. Anyway, I think we should move on. We've already had Craziness of Bob the Builder opening the show. We've had Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow. We've had great music, and that will continue always on Phoenix FM, I think. So let's ask ourselves right now, quite simply, why? Why do fools fall in love?
Do
Phoenix FM.
That was Frankie Lymon and the Teenagers, quite literally asking, why do fools fall in love? So, we've already found out some fascinating things. Let's get back to fascinating facts. Now, you may have seen the hit movie from the 90s with Harrison Ford and Gary Oldman, Air Force One. Harrison Ford plays the president, has to rescue himself from a hijacking hostage situation on the plane, which he does very successfully, and I was pleased for him. But did you know, in real life, with the job of transporting one of the most important leaders all over the globe, when the real Air Force One's SAM 28,000 Boeing 747-200B is getting fixed or having maintenance done on it, there is an identical plane standing by. So in real life, Air Force One exists twice. There are two Air Force Ones. That's made me want to watch that film again now. Wasn't there a thing where Gary Oldman actually hit Harrison Ford, or he asked him to hit him to make the scene look more authentic? I believe there's something like that. Anyway, let's move away from exciting planes and exciting 90s movies, and let's ask ourselves, very importantly, they're running around the neighbourhood, who let those dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started in calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a full one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
I feel it on me. Billy Pongers, get out. Get back, Gruffy. Back, Gruffy. Get back, you play invest in mongrel. Gonna tell myself I man, no get angry.
Hey,
yeah,
D-I-O.
Two Eddie girls calling them canine. Hey,
D-I-O.
But they tell me, hey man, start up the party.
D-I-O.
You put a woman in front and a man behind. I have a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Is nothing if we don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, doggy, hold it.
A doggy is nothing if we don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, doggy, hold it.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Billy Pongers, get out. Get back, Gruffy. Bash, Gruffy. Get back, you play invest in mongrel.
Well, if I am a dog, the party is on. I gotta get my groove on, got my mind, I'm gone. Do you see the rays coming from my eye? Walking through the blizzard, the Digimon is breaking them down. Me and my white socks, short, drill, and gassy color. Any caliber, too, I'm taking you, that's why they call me Pitbull. Cause I'm the man of the land, when they see me, they say, ooh.
FM. So that was the Baha Men and Who Let the Dogs Out. They never answer their own question in the song, do they? It's this pack of dogs roaming around and nobody knows who was actually responsible. No one admits to it or anything. The narrative of that track always unsatisfactory as far as I'm concerned. Right, now, here's an interesting fact for alcohol fans. Obviously, we don't condone the overconsumption of alcohol on this programme, but within limits, and particularly at this time of year, everyone's feeling festive, you know, a nice mulled wine. I do like a cheeky mulled wine in December. You know, I went out the other night and there were a lot of Irish cream cocktails that were suddenly available. Anyway, did you know it only takes 6 minutes for alcohol to affect your brain? Researchers at the Heidelberg University Hospital found that just 6 minutes after consuming alcohol, changes begin to take place in the brain. They haven't specified in this article what those changes are, whether it means your reactions are slowed within 6 minutes. I guess you need to keep consuming alcohol every few minutes for the gradual effect to get worse and worse and worse. Anyway, let's not dwell on alcohol consumption. Let's not talk about it too negatively. Let's carry on with another track. This is another 90s throwback. I think this was Where Do You Go?
Where do you go, my lovely?
Phoenix FM.
That was KWS, Where Do You Go? If you've joined us late, you won't know the theme of the show. It's an alphabet special focusing on the letter Q, but not like all the other letters. Oh no, we're not playing tracks that begin with the letter Q or featuring artists that begin with the letter Q. No, we're focusing on tracks that have questions in their title. So can you predict any that are going to come up in the remainder of the show? Here's a bizarre fact for us all to contemplate. Another thing, if you just joined us, in between the tracks, I'm not linking anything particularly, I'm just hitting you up with some random facts. The weirder the better. For instance, this is sort of a bit gross but funny because it's so weird. Wombat feces is cube shaped. The wombat is known for producing around 80 to 100 pieces of excrement each night, and no one knew why it was cube-shaped. But in 2018, researchers found that the animal's intestines are made up of some stretchy and some stiff sections that create the cubing during the digestive process. Sounds like it must be uncomfortable. There's a euphemism I can think of that I can't say on air that humans sometimes say. Anyway, I don't know about wombats. What do cats do?
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa. New pussycat, whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. And your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious. And if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose.
Phoenix FM.
Of course, Sir Tom and the fabulous What's New Pussycat. He wasn't Sir Tom when he recorded it. That happened much, much later. But still, amazing stuff, featuring great music as ever in the show that goes like this tonight, but it must have a question in the title because this is my alphabet special focusing on the letter Q, hence questions. I'm excited to bring you all the question-related tracks and, of course, all the wacky facts in between. So, what now? This is impressive for any kind of company that manufactures anything. I'm enjoying this. Did you know only 18 out of 1 million Lego pieces are defective? That is a pretty excellent ratio of faulty products. The moulds at the manufacturing plant at Lego are so precise and effective that just 18 out of 1 million are found to be defective. Well, well done, Lego. That's fabulous. Totally random and different fact. Did you know there's a planet that's shaped like a potato? It's about the same size as Pluto. It's called Haumea, and it orbits the sun beyond Neptune and has rings that are similar to Jupiter. But what makes it even more interesting is it's shaped like a potato. Haumea, H-A-U-M-E-A. So, Why do we not call that part of our solar system then? I'm not going into further detail, you'll have to do your own research. Haumea is shaped like a potato and orbits the sun further out than Neptune, so similar to Pluto. Pluto's a dwarf planet. Okay, I know what you're thinking though. What's love got to do with it? Was anyone thinking that?
Warren G rap for me,
When G-Dog the Hall come up in the place, there's dollar signs in your eyes and a smile in your face. You wanna live fat off of my sack, you got more drag than the low though. Cut the act, cause back before 92 and 93, you didn't give a damn about Warren G. But now that I'm slinging platinum LPs, all of a sudden you want my NUTs. Ain't nothing you can do to make it stop, cause money makes the world go round and the panties drop. I ain't in love though, I don't need the pressure, I just wanna dig it like I'm digging for treasure. Some of y'all had a good thing that you couldn't keep, thought you was TLC, you had to creep. You say you had love, I said you need to quit it. It's all about the dough, so what's love got to do with it?
What's love got to do? Got to do with it.
That's right.
What's love if you don't respect the game? What's love got to do? Got to do with it. If you're lacking this game, it's a shame you won't make it.
Now I'm the type of brother that's down for mines. Before I make beats, I was down the grind. Back then, every single homie had my back. Now they peeping my stack and they talking about Jack. But I'm the same brother day in and day out, and I'ma stay that way until the day I lay out. And the casket is drastic, cause homies is plastic. Break them off some bread, they want the whole damn basket. If you's a true homie, you would wish me well. Not plot to see a brother fail. Jealous as hell, we used to get the same riches. Now your trigger finger got the itches, scheming on my riches, which is not a surprise. My eyes peep game. 211s, 187s, it's all the same, it's all a shame. Homies, a jacket for your grip. Ain't no love involved because it's all about the chips.
What's love got to do? Got to do with it.
That's right.
What's love if you don't respect the game? What's love got to do? Got to do with it.
That's
if you're
right.
Lacking this game, it's a shame you won't make it.
Now for these labels telling fables, making the messed up deals under the tables. You think that you smart, but fool, I'm the smartest. You can't make no money if you can't keep an artist. Sign a dotted line, put them on the shelf, break them off some crumbs, keep the rest for yourself. I know how it goes, treat an artist like you know. Fly cars, gold clothes, but no dope. Since it's all business, I'ma handle mine. Keep track of my stack down to the very last dime, cause in this rap game, it's all about the buck. You bend over for the label and you will get bucked. Like how you run up in a skirt and then you through. The record label do the same thing to you. 90% business, 10% show. Ain't no love in this game, cause it's all about the dough.
What's love got to do? Got to do with it.
That's right.
FM.
The Warren G version of What's Love Got to Do with It. Who needs Tina Turner when you've got Warren G? Not quite sure who had more success and longevity, but anyway, fantastic. It's Phoenix FM. It's the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons. Alphabet special, letter Q, questions and facts in between the questions. I like animal facts. I think we all like animal facts at some point or another, particularly cute animals. Lots of children keep guinea pigs as pets, don't they? Guinea pigs are highly social animals. They love to be around other guinea pigs. It's regarded as a bit harsh, a bit cruel to have one on their own. So much so in Switzerland that it is illegal to own just one guinea pig. So, for instance, if imagine you live in Switzerland, you own two guinea pigs, and sadly one of them passes away, and you don't want to just go out and buy another one. The Swiss government allows you to rent a guinea pig as a companion to your remaining pet. I wonder if that would ever catch on over here, renting pets. I think it's probably dangerous. There's far too many non-responsible pet owners who don't look after them properly. But, yeah, and renting an animal just sounds a bit bizarre. I've only got one guinea pig. Please don't give me a criminal record. Well, you'll have to rent this extra one then. Fine, get me a couple of carrots and the certificate, whatever it needs. Amazing stuff. Well, yet more questions coming up in the form of music. What is next? Well, a fabulous track. It's been covered a few times. Here's Tracy Chapman.
Sorry, is all that you can say. Years gone by and still words don't come easily. Like sorry me. It's all that you can say. Years gone by and still words don't come easily. Like forgive me say, baby.
The fabulous Tracy Chapman with Baby Can I Hold You. Yeah, excellent, excellent track. So, what other interesting facts can I share with you today? Did you know, well, everyone loves the film Back to the Future, don't they? A lot of people know Michael J. Fox wasn't originally cast as Marty McFly, it was Eric Stoltz. Then quite a few scenes had been shot before they realised it wasn't really working out. And then Michael J. Fox, although he had other commitments, was brought on board. But did you know the original time machine in Back to the Future was not going to be a DeLorean car? It was going to be a fridge. Yes, in early drafts of the script, the time machine was attached to a refrigerator and driven to the Nevada desert into a testing site for the atomic bomb, where it was strapped into the back of a truck and driven into the atomic explosion in order to harness its true power. Well, that would have been difficult to recreate with a lightning bolt off a building in 1955, wouldn't it? But yeah, how weird. It's so much cooler to get into a car, particularly a car where the doors open out sideways from the roof like a DeLorean. Yeah, Marty, get in this fridge. Sorry, what? It's a bit cold. Let's not focus on that right now. Yeah, that would have been very, very less satisfactory than the DeLorean car. Right, on to more music, on to a track I always enjoy listening to. Zed featuring Hayley Williams. Are you going to stay the night?
I know that we are upside down, so hold your tongue and hear me out. I know that we were made to break, so what? I don't mind. You kill the lights, I'll draw the blinds. Don't dull the sparkle in your eyes. I know that we were made to break, so what? I don't mind.
That, as I said before, was Zed featuring Hayley Williams. Are you gonna stay the night? Great stuff. Now, we were talking about Back to the Future previously. Let's carry on with movie trivia. Here's something I did not know until I read this, and it's made me want to rewatch the movie now. There's some movies that once you know something extra about it, it makes you want to watch, obviously, like The Sixth Sense, things like Memento as well. But here's one, Fight Club. Amazing film, the only film I've ever watched where I just sat in the cinema at the end trying to make sense of it, or I didn't just get up and leave straight away. It did kind of make me think quite a lot. But did you know there is a Starbucks cup in every scene in Fight Club? Yes. Rumour has it this stunt was inspired by a line in the film where Edward Norton's character explains, when deep space exploration ramps up, it'll be the corporations that name everything. The IBM Stellar Sphere, the Microsoft Galaxy, Planet Starbucks. There is a Starbucks cup in every shot in the film Fight Club. That makes me definitely want to rewatch it. I seriously doubt they could have done it in every shot. That would be ridiculous. Maybe. Anyway, let's put it on. Let's have a look. In the meantime, let's get more music on now. This is the only track, I think, in tonight's show that isn't literally a question, but there are so many questions within it that I think it counts on a letter Q questions alphabet special on the show that goes like this. It's time for classic Alanis, Celebrating Irony.
Funny way.
Phoenix FM.
Alanis Morissette and Ironic there then. Yes, isn't it ironic? She says several times. So it counts in a questions special. Yes, if you just joined us, it's my alphabet special on the show that goes like this. We're on to the letter Q, and I'm not going to play loads of stuff by Queen or any tracks that begin with the letter Q, but there aren't that many, see? So hence, I've found tracks with questions in the title. I know Ironic didn't have, but it's the only one, I believe. But it had a lot of questions in the lyrics of the song anyway. And of course, famously, examples of irony that aren't really irony. An old man turned 98, he won the lottery and died the next day. He would still have left a will, I suppose, so his dependents would have benefited from the money. I don't think Alanis Morissette was thinking anyone would deep dive into the narrative of the story that much. The thing that annoyed me that most in that, I think, was 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. If you're looking for a knife and you find 10,000 spoons, do you keep looking through them? It's like, oh, there's this giant container of spoons. Probably won't have a knife in it. Yeah, that annoyed me. Anyway, did you know, this is nothing to do with cutlery, but the lifeboat drill was cancelled the morning of the Titanic tragedy. Can't even say it. According to passenger Arthur Godfrey Pushen, a routine lifeboat drill was scheduled on the morning of the day of the Titanic disaster. However, the crew was never assembled for one and it was cancelled. Now that is irony. Crikey. Okay, well, I'm going to keep the tracks coming. I'm going to try and move away from irony where possible. And we're going to have a track coming up very shortly that I think is a rather beautiful melodic track. Surprisingly short, really, but here's How Long Will I Love You by the fabulous Ellie Goulding.
Longer if I can. How long will I need you? As long as the seasons need to follow their plan. How long will I be with you? As long as the sea is bound to wash upon the sand. As long as you want me to, and longer by far. How long will I hold you? As long as your father told you.
Phoenix FM.
Love that track. Think it's just wonderful. Ellie Goulding, How Long Will I Love You? Well, we're coming up to the halfway point very shortly of tonight's episode of the show that goes like this. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Thank you so much for being here as ever and for listening all the way through. Yes, I have faith that you will make it to the end. It's another hour, 2 minutes and about 30 seconds now. So do stick with it. 98.0 on your FM dial. PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere in the world and can't get to Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas. And of course, if you have smart speaker capabilities, just ask it to play Phoenix FM. Wonderful. Now, we talked about irony a minute or so ago, but did you know ironing is a sport? Well, not literally. Extreme ironing is an actual sport. What the heck is extreme ironing, you're wondering? Well, it was founded in 1997. It's certainly not for faint-hearted competitors. They have to press shirts in unexpected locations, like high up in trees, hanging over cliffs, or paddling whitewater rapids. Now, I'm sorry. I get if there's harnesses and stuff, you could maybe make it work up a tree or over a cliff. Paddling whitewater rapids? How do you not burn yourself on the... That is dangerous. I'm not worried about the rapids, I'm worried about the iron burns. How would you live with that? How would I live without you?
To live without you, what kind of life?